Australia reports that the children of the vaccinated are being born without an immune system. They have AIDS. More precisely, they have VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, just one of the 10 pages of side effects associated with these vaccines. Right now, the internet is flooded with vaccine victims. This vaccine is obviously not safe or effective, and everybody knows it. Now it's painfully obvious, and yet they're coming back with get your vaccine, get boosted. Nobody's lining up to get the vaccine anymore. People have gotten the message. But the real criminals are still out there. Those that orchestrated this genocide are still out there. All of these people that essentially forced the world to drink the Kool-Aid, these people are still out there. And that's the real crime. Nobody's been held accountable for this vaccine genocide, and that's exactly what it is. Millions of people have been killed, tens of millions have been injured, and hundreds of millions, billions of people are just waiting to die due to this vaccine. Never forget what these people have done. Not only these world leaders, but Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, they tried to assassinate everyone with their death facts. And they've made out like bandits, making millions, if not billions of dollars.
There will be no removal of masks to consume alcohol outdoors.
You will have no freedom. You will own nothing. You will eat bugs. That has been their mantra since the beginning. This is them building back better. This is their new world order, their new normal. We should be worshiping them, they say, for what they've accomplished. We should be voting for them. But these criminals have killed millions of people. They're monsters. Where did this vaccine come from exactly?
Downloaded the sequences from the Chinese government. We put it into our proprietary algorithm that generates the vaccines. And in 2 hours, we had the vaccine already designed and it went straight into manufacture.
In 2 hours, this is what happens after they inject people with a vaccine that took 2 hours to make. And they got the code from some kind of mystery website from the Chinese, and they just booted it up in people. Could be an alien organism for all we know. Not a lot of people are up on their biology, but booting people up with mystery code is not a wise thing to do. And the results are tragic. Like we said, the internet right now is just flooded with vaccine victims. Even Justin Bieber got messed up with the vaccine. It's painful. The news is reporting mass die-off. Hundreds of thousands, you know, die within 60 days in just one country. That's a massive genocide. Boom, bitches. Even government officials are all twitching and they got the Pfizer smile. But many people have died. Young people, now it's like sudden and mysterious. The bacon will get you. The weed will get you. The soil will get you. That's the new low. Be sure not to garden. Be sure not to grow your own food. Because the dirt might kill you, they say. Give you a heart attack, just like these people. It's never the vaccine, because all these people got paid. They made billions of dollars while the rest of the world suffered. Including these people on TV. They made a lot of money selling advertisement for Pfizer. They're just as responsible as the big pharma, as the politicians. There needs to be a purge. There needs to be a Nuremberg trial. And all of these criminals should hang for what they've done. There needs to be a quick and speedy trial. And let the people vote. Let's have an app on our smartphones. War Crimes 2022. Plandemic. The Plandemic Trials. That's what we need. All of these people working for the Umbrella Corporation. All these people that have killed and maimed in the name of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. They should hang. They were just following orders. How many people are going to say that again? Think of all the people that were just following orders. Put on your mask. They did it again. It's like the Nazis took over. That's a controversial statement these days. Some people find the Nazis heroic. I don't think there was really any good guys in World War II, to be honest. That's my personal opinion. I think a lot of people got slaughtered for the New World Order. And it's the same evil that's running the show today. They were running the show back then. They're still running the show today. It's just another genocide. Another ritual killing on a massive scale. And now they're injecting the little children. They're even saying, oh, we don't need to test it anymore. The new variants of the vaccine. We don't need to test it. We're just going to inject people with it. That's what they're saying now. They don't want to test. They don't want any evidence. You saw how they wanted to hold back all of the findings for 55 years. They're like, no, no, you can't see this for 50 years. Imagine having the gall to say something like that. These people are so guilty. Everybody knows it. We've known it since the beginning. Now all these people that have been injured by this vaccine know it. And they're like, why didn't you tell us something? Why didn't you say something? And we did. And you sent us a picture of a tinfoil hat. How quickly people forget. Think of how many people got banned and censored by big tech for trying to warn people about what's going on. And they didn't stop there. They banned hydroxychloroquine. They banned ivermectin. Cheap, efficient, effective, anti-parasitic medication. It's like they dropped, you know, a parasite in everybody's food supply. And they're like, oh, don't take the anti-parasitic medication. No, take this death vax. What happened over the last 2 years is so criminal on so many different levels. And they're trying to get away with it. You couldn't leave your home. You couldn't have a business. You couldn't travel. In many places, you still can't travel. You couldn't be free. You'd have to have special papers to leave your home in many places. And now they're trying to starve us out of existence, cutting off the food supply, burning down processing plants, killing livestock, burning fields. It's like a rape and pillage of the entire country. That's exactly what it is. They've raped us and they've pillaged us. Look at how many trillions they've stolen just in America over the last 2 years. $8 trillion gone in the last 2 years. On top of the regular spending. On top of what the government rakes in with death taxes. You should see what they're doing in Europe. They've got this 50% death tax. They're just like murdering all the old people and taking 50% because the system is collapsing. The debt is so enormous. They can't cover it. They can't hide it. They can't keep printing new money. the system is about to break on so many levels. So they have to rape and pillage. They have to burn it all down, basically. So that the world doesn't discover what's going on. They're burning the evidence as we speak, burying it. Now, on the bright side, Australia now says, after 2 years of discrimination and harassment, that they're dropping all vaccine mandates to enter the country. You can now travel to Australia. They need new children. Come on over. Purebloods welcomed. Please send us your purebloods, they say. And so we're going to be a rare commodity as the liberals just drop dead from this vaccine. The meek shall inherit the earth. That's exactly what's going on. We're just watching, waiting, as this catastrophe continues to unfold. There's no telling how much worse it's going to get, but it's not just the babies in Australia that have VAIDS. All of these people that have been vaccinated are now on death row. And so, the worst is yet to come. And the television is going to keep calling it a new variant, the monkeypox. Everybody sees what's going on here. And so, once again, this deep state has become desperate to avoid capture and arrest. They've been desperate since 9/11, kicking the can from one Gladiobe event to another, one mass shooting to another, one war to another. They've been trying to fill up the headlines with propaganda for the last 20, 50, 100 years. It just keeps going. And it's never going to stop with an election. You can't vote these people out. 2020 proved that. They'll steal it. They'll lie about it. They'll deny the evidence. There's only one way out of this nightmare worldwide, and that is the removal of this New World Order and all of its tentacles. It's not that we want to be cute. It's not that we want to be cheesy. But this is what the Constitution is all about. This is what 1776 is all about. This is what the Second Amendment is all about. And everybody knows it. If there was ever a time to take back control of our government as we the people, it's now. Before they roll out the Skynet, before they roll out World War III, before they mess up something else, what haven't they messed up? And so, people need to get ready. I think people are more than ready. It would be nice to see a little justice in America. It would be nice to see a little justice worldwide. People have lost control of their governments. And now, instead of public servants, we're looking at dictators all over the Western world. We have dictators. We don't have elected representatives. They don't serve us. We essentially are being held hostage by them. And that is totally the opposite of what democracy or republics are supposed to be about. We've lost control of the situation. We need to get it back. And elections aren't going to do it. This is Stranger Than Fiction news. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.